Please be seated, won't you? Well, good evening. Our opening part of the service today is a prayer that I want you to listen to carefully. Just the first part. Almighty and everlasting God, you hate nothing you have made, and forgive the sins of all who are penitent. God hates nothing that God has made. Do we believe that? I think sometimes it's an important question about what God loves and whether God loves us. And it's a challenge to us when I think we really hear this prayer for what it really means. That God loves each of us. That God loves your neighbors, your coworkers, the people you walk by at the mall, the people who annoy you while they're driving, the people that you are very uncomfortable with. God loves. God loves the whole creation and hates nothing that God has made. But do we believe that God loves us? Do we really believe that? I think that's a really hard question sometimes. And if we're honest, we might say, I want to believe that, but I'm not sure. This is how we begin the service tonight, to say that God loves all of us and that if we're penitent, God will have mercy on us. So no matter where you are in your journey, no matter what's been going on in your life, God is loving you. And if you have sins that need to be forgiven, God is already forgiving you. And there's such hope, at least in my mind and heart, in that message. So, if God loves everything, what does it mean when Jesus says, love your neighbor as yourself? Does he say what neighbor? I don't think so. So what does it mean to go about doing this work in our life? I think that's something we'll come back to in a few minutes. The other thing we're going to do tonight is we're going to remind you of something very important. We're going to remind you of your mortality. We're going to place ashes on your forehead and say, you are dust, and to dust you shall return. And we do it for a very particular reason, to make you think quickly about getting to work on your spiritual life, your relationship with God, the reconciliation you need to do, the loving and the relationships you need to pay attention to bring that awareness to say, you have a season that we're setting apart, we're going to remind you of this, and do some work. Pay attention. Think about how much God loves you and what God calls you to do in your life and in your ministry. And be willing, in the hope that God gives us, to take a step deeper. Now, I'll often say there's an interesting perspective from behind the altar. And on this particular night, and by the way, this is by no means a prediction or a threat. But someone here tonight, most likely, I will place ashes on their forehead and say those very words, and we may celebrate their life and bury them at some point this year. And from my perspective, what that does is it brings to the urgency this spiritual work that we have to do, because I can't predict who that might be. So what are we asked to do? To pray, to fast, to read scriptures, to repent, to reconcile, to serve others. And now maybe we won't do all of that. Maybe we can just do some of it. Maybe we can only focus on one thing this year, and that's okay. But that call is to take us deeper, into that relationship with God, into that love and that hope of God's promise to us to love us and to forgive us. And then we go about remembering what's going to happen and what it's pointing us towards, which is Easter. To remind us that Christ died for us, that Christ is sacrificed on the cross, that we are given love, and that Christ has risen from the dead. And we are an Easter people. And I think there's tremendous power in that calling. It's a tough time in our community, isn't it? I don't know if you saw the letter that was written by the widow of the person that was shot in Olathe that's sort of been circulating around. It's a tough time because we're sort of being faced with things we didn't think we'd be faced with. I know several of you who live in Olathe were talking in the last couple of days about the police helicopters flying over and how strange that felt and how unusual that was. It's not something that we think can happen here. And yet sometimes I think these moments sharpen our focus. Because even in the midst of that, there has been such an outpouring of love, such an outpouring of caring, such an outpouring of concern. And so I think part of the challenge is for we as Christians is to live into our call each day to love our neighbor and to really mean it. And when we do, people are inspired. Their hearts are changed and incredible things can happen. So it's a tough thing that we do tonight. The prayers that we'll say in a few minutes, we'll kneel, we'll pray the 51st Psalm. We'll pray a litany of forgiveness. We'll be reminded of the spiritual work that we're called to do. But we're also reminded of the hope that God gives each of us. You may be in the greatest time in your life right now, and you feel like there's not much work to do. Maybe this is the first time you've stepped into church in years or decades, and you're turning to God in a new way. Maybe you're somewhere in between, and you feel sort of numb, and you're just not sure. And maybe you're some other variation of the human condition along a grand spectrum. But we all gather here this night on Ash Wednesday to be reminded and called, to be reminded that God loves us, that God forgives us, and to be called to live in that love in our life. So fast, if that's what you're called to do. Reconcile. Study. Pray. Do acts of service. Do those things to draw yourself closer to God. And then love others as God loves us. Amen.